3.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Tally.
That's right. Brian and Stephanie are off at Libertopia.
Oh, California then.
That's right. Why would anyone return from Libertopia?
Because I feel like... We're kind of living it here, right? But a long, long way to go.
I think it's because Libertopia is a temporary thing. But how can it be utopia if it's temporary?
I don't know. I mean, it seems... I don't want to badmouth Libertopia,
but
it seems expensive. I've been to California before. There's a reason I'm in New Hampshire rather than...
I found it very enticing. I just couldn't sort of justify, you know, picking up a show and moving it out there. It's, you know, they have the budget to sponsor Free Talk Live to come out, and I understand that. It's not cheap to bring a radio program with, you know, two people and... You know, that's the whole thing. It's not easy. So I found it very enticing. I thought they had some interesting stuff, and I'm excited to hear what happens out there when they get back.
But yeah, I didn't even know it was going to be taking place.
I knew it was happening, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you want to find it, you can search Libertopia. Nonetheless, so it may be a Libertopia in San Diego but right now, but the rest of the world is kind of thinking about Syria,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people have Syria on the mind. Apparently, the Obama administration's put on a full-court press. As a matter of fact, they have a terminology that they're using to describe what the White House is doing, and it's a little, I don't know. Anyway, it's called Flood the Zone. I assume that's some kind of sports analogy that I'm not familiar with. I know that they use zone defenses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what it means, but...
It sounds to me like they're using... Like, all hands on deck, their staff is going to all their congressional connections that they can, trying to apply as much leverage as possible to get the votes that the way they want them.
Yeah, it seems exactly like that. Like, there's all these folks running around trying to wag the dog, as it were.
Giving briefings. Wag the dog, to me, implies that they're trying to mislead. Are you accusing the Obama administration of that?
Yes, I'll go ahead and go out that far. I think the Obama administration is trying to make it seem as though there's... I have seen no evidence that this is undeniably an attack by the al-Assad regime on his people, or whatever terminology one wishes to use. The criminal calling himself the leader of Syria,
mm-hmm.
I have not seen any evidence, and... I'm supposed to be the government. People tell me this. I had somebody call in last night and said, we're the government.
But he's repeating what Obama said, that we're the government.
Fine. Then Obama should show me the evidence that the al-Assad regime has gassed its own people. Yes, I'll go ahead and say sarin gas was used. That does not mean that he's the one or his people are the ones that used it.
Can we back up a minute and I can explain kind of what happened in this attack? For listeners who may not be up
sure.
to speed.
Yep.
Okay. So, from what we know, from...
You wrote some kind of white paper on this or something, right?
I've just read multiple news accounts and just trying to understand it myself, but I agree with you. There is
no
evidence.
So, you did not write a white paper on this?
I wrote something down for... did some information analyst
okay,
type work. So, about 3,600 people in the suburbs surrounding the Syrian capital of Damascus... They've been treated for neurotoxic symptoms. 355 of those people have died. Mm. Now, this is according to Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah, I had heard that it was 1,400, but I'll take your word for it here.
I double-checked that before we went on the air, okay. And an article posted yesterday by CBS News quotes the 355 number.
I'll be wrong. I've been wrong before, and I'm glad to be wrong way high.
And so victims have been treated with atropine, and if they've been displaying symptoms like convulsions, excessive saliva, blurred vision, respiratory issues. The use of chemical weapons, of course, is prohibited by international law, and it seems like their use has been confirmed. There's been tests, and it sounds like they... there actually has been chemical weapons used, right, Mark?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I just, okay, so Ron Paul said, and that doesn't make it true or false or anything like that, but I think that it bears pointing out, and it's not like a lot of us weren't thinking this already, is who benefits from this? Who benefits from the use of chemical weapons? 350 people dying in a civil war. I'm not trying to diminish that in any way. It's 350 separate tragedies. But on the scale of human tragedies, it's not the biggest one in the world. And to, it's what seems possible to me is that this is some kind of, I hate to say it, false flag attack, because it seems like it could very well be the rebels. And the rebels say, you know, if we just set off some sarin gas here, they'll think it was Assad, and they'll come in and they'll help us. I mean, there's been all kinds of requests for military aid from the Syrians to the United States up to this point, and things aren't going so well. There hasn't been a decisive victory.
You think there are agents of the state, the federal government, that have been working with the rebels?
I can't imagine for a second. I want anybody who's listening to me to imagine that somehow some people from the United States intelligence agencies have not been in some way or another involved in this. I guess everything I've ever learned about intelligence agencies are that they're involved in everything. And U.S. intelligence agencies have been involved in many conflicts, we find out later, sort of behind the lines doing stuff. So I would not be surprised. I can't make the accusation. I don't know what they're doing or what they're trying to achieve.
Well, they're probably trying to get in good with these rebels, some of whom may make up the next government of Syria while ousting Assad.
That would appear to be the case.
So why are the rebels on the outskirts of Damascus? Well, they've been amassing there, and Assad has been bringing his troops to try to get them out.
Right.
And a lot of civilians, of course, peaceful people have been killed, children, in this gas attack. Maybe Assad...
They had children lined up in a picture. It's a horrifying, horrifying thing. I didn't get to see the picture. I hear it's out there. I just don't go hunting for that stuff.
Right. No,
I've seen enough of it, and it's terrible for me to see that. And I, if people want to go see a bunch of dead kids lined up, killed from sarin gas, that's what they can do. I hear it's out there. I'm not interested. And maybe it's just for the eyes only of the Congress critters. I'm not sure. I hear that that's what they did. I still am left wondering, how does Assad benefit from this?
Well, okay, so if Assad would have used this sarin gas that we're told that was used,
mm-hmm.
That could have killed the rebels before his troops started entering.
Instead, it killed a bunch of civilians.
Or both. I don't know. That's one reason. Is that short-sighted? Well, of course. I mean, he must have known that the international community is going to
He's not an
do
idiot,
something.
And it's not like the threat hasn't been made over and over and over again. Look, go ahead and kill your people with little flying pieces of lead. That's fine. You can snipe them from windows and do whatever you want to them, but by golly, don't you bring out some kind of poisonous gas and kill them, because then we're going to come in and get you.
Okay, so do you think the rebels are interested in the United States being involved?
Absolutely. I can't imagine for a second they're not. Look what happened in Libya.
Do you think that they are aware of what would cause the United States to react and get involved on their side?
Yes.
Like what? What are some examples that could get the United States involved?
Anything that would be classified as a weapon of mass destruction, whether that thing was chemical, biological, or nuclear. And nuclear, real hard to get a hold of, especially when Russia doesn't want to see Assad out of there. Biological, dear God, that could get out of control, and they probably don't have access to it. So they probably took some spot or another that was, lightly defended, that had some chemical weapons in it, or they got some chemical weapons from someplace else. That certainly there's plenty of places. I think Iran is backing these rebels, if I'm not mistaken.
The Iranian government, the new president there, has not pointed fingers at either the rebels.
They could have this stuff for a year.
Oh, certainly. The Iranian press is saying that it was the rebels that released it. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes?
It's hard to know what happened or what didn't happen. Obviously, I can't conjecture on that. But it just seems foolish for Assad to have done something like this. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. You can call in, give us your opinion on this one or anything else. It's Leaves me wondering. 855-450-3733. That spells free.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiant, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Letters on your telephone, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Tally.
You can give us a call on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I know it's hard to fathom that there's a radio program that's live on a Sunday evening.
And here we are.
But and yet, we do it 7 days a week. Free Talk Live is on I think we've been we've had a show live on the radio every single day, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, whatever, for more than 5 years. There have been in the past some days where it's been difficult to get, you know, everybody kind of together on those holidays, but I think that it's been every single day for something like that in a course of years. There's no doubt about it. And we have a new advertiser on Free Talk Live. They're called Force Field Energy, and what they do is they do industrial level applications of LED lighting. And they're not looking for you to buy necessarily LED lighting, although if you do have a large store or several stores or warehouses or something like that, maybe it's a good idea. Or perhaps you want to, you work for a university and you're looking to save some money for the university. Horsefieldenergy.com could certainly help you with that. But they do industrial level applications of LED lighting, and LED lighting becoming more and more ubiquitous. It's an emergent market. I believe that if you want to make money in the stock market, you need to invest in companies that are prepared to move into emergent markets. There are very few companies that can pick up and do an installation of LED lighting on an industrial level. Just a handful of them out there. And very few of them offer financing. The financing that ForceFieldEnergy.com has put together allows companies to immediately begin saving money on their lighting. It's not like they have to pay more to install and then they start saving because the electrical costs are lower. No, they save money from the moment that they hire Force Field Energy. It's a great business plan. Companies with great business plans tend to have their stock go up. Anybody can buy FNRG. It's available on the OTCQB exchange, but that doesn't matter. You really just, all you need is a brokerage account. Look up FNRG. That's ForceFieldEnergy.com. But if you've got $25,000 to invest, you can get on the private placement. I think it's a great deal. Currently, a stock that's available at $5.20 a share, you can get at $4 a share. It you have to hold on to it for 6 months. But at the end of that, there will be a warrant for another year. So there's another possibility to make money, if you know what a warrant is. They also have convertible notes, if you know what that is, if that's your preference. But the private placement is, you know, it's a great offer. Go get a hold of them, forcefieldenergy.com, and talk to them. There, click on the Contact Us link. It's got a telephone number and an email, and they'll hook you right up, forcefieldenergy.com.
You know, with the name Force Field Energy, it'd be cool if they were selling force fields.
That would be really great.
Because, like, a lot of what we talk about as far as, like, zero aggression and whatnot, it would be handled with force fields.
You know, force fields aren't going to happen, right? What we're talking about is nanobots. Nanobots will protect people in the same way that force field will. I mean, like little tiny robots in a swarm, essentially. They can fuse up to be an ultra-hard surface. Mm-hmm. They can actually push away things like bullets and that kind of thing. They can ground out in order to prevent electrical shocks. I'm saying force fields, not going to happen, but nanobots,
okay,
could very well be a reality in our lifetimes.
I hope you one day get a nanobot sponsor.
Yeah, me too. I'm delighted by the idea. So anyway, we were talking about in the last segment this potential war looming on the horizon. Intervention, I think, is the term.
Well, there's already a war, but yeah, what you're talking about is whether countries' soldiers are going to intervene, airmen, people that fly jets. Now,
they're saying no boots on the ground. We're just going to lob bombs at them and provide them with some peace. They're peace bombs.
From the Peace Prize winner, President. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, though. I think there probably are boots or some kind of comfortable shoes on the ground from some government agent from the U.S. government.
Yeah, it does. It seems likely. And this is one thing that I just can't get. There was, you know, some level of confusion as far as Saddam Hussein went, and, you know, he could have acquiesced in some way, shape, or form and prevented the United States government from coming in. There's been some, what appears to be, badgering by the Assad regime against Obama and his cronies. And all this just seems so stupid. Do these people
from who?
Think from obviously from Assad. I mean,
he's being stupid.
It seems so. Either we're not getting the whole story, or he's being stupid.
Okay.
If I don't doubt for a second that the United States could bring to bear the military power that would wipe out Assad and everybody in his family and everybody in his administration and everybody in his little tribe or whatever. Like, they could wipe them out, do it in a day. That's ridiculous to goad these folks. If Assad was the one who gassed these folks, and I don't know, maybe he did. Maybe it was his people that did it. Why wouldn't he just turn over all of his sarin gas stores, all of his gas stores, to the Obama administration and say, whoa, we didn't gas anybody here. You can tell you what, we'll bring the gas out. You fly a helicopter in to our secure location. You pick that stuff up. You hold on to it because we're just going to kill our people with little pieces of lead. I know you're really big on this. You don't like noxious gas being used to kill people. So we're just going to kill them all with bullets and tanks and things like that. And then everything will be fine. Then you can bring it back when we're done killing everybody we want to kill. I mean, he could very easily do something like that. The hubris of being one of these tin pot dictators must be tremendous, well, because he clearly has not done that much.
Well, what do a lot of tin pot dictators do, as you called them? They need to get the people on their side so they will talk about the great Satan. That's
yeah, sure, sure.
And so I think that's probably part of the strategy. If airstrikes are looming, they still need to keep the folks on their side.
I suppose. I mean, I would... I don't know. I would do whatever it took in order to keep the United States out if I were he.
But how is the Syrian government, Assad, goading the U.S.? What are examples?
There's apparently some Facebook post from an 11-year-old Assadian son out there that basically saying, you know, some nonsense. Some person who claimed to be a Syrian soldier posted on Free Talk Live's Facebook page today, as though the Syrian soldiers have time to run around posting on Facebook from while they're, killing the civilians or whatever it is that these folks are doing. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. So somebody allegedly from the Syrian army posted this on the Free Talk Live page. I scanned the article allegedly from the 11-year-old son of Assad, and they mentioned that U.S. troops hide behind technology.
Well, I think that's something that's probably considered worldwide from places that don't have that level of technology. I mean, if you consider for a second, what would we people, you know, the U.S. military, what would they think about an alien race that decided to attack this planet because for whatever reason we weren't doing something they wanted correctly?
Or for whatever reason, maybe they're...
That had superior technology and wouldn't come out and fight man-to-man. Hey, look! You know, come out of your little space bubble there and come down and fight me like a man, you stinking tentacled...
Steven Spielberg.
Guy.
Steven Spielberg has thought about this, and it's a show on TNT called Falling Skies, where the Earth is invaded by aliens. And
do they eat bunnies?
No.
Oh.
No,
that was V.
Oh, right.
That's right. 855-453. What do you think the aliens eat?
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Femme and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can call in, and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the Syrian situation, talking about potential war on the horizon here at 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Tally.
And maybe this conversation makes you want to head for the hills. If you're going to head for the hills, you're going to need some outdoor equipment, perhaps for camping or hunting or survival. Or maybe some kind of shooting gear. They've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com, and they've got the name brands, quality merchandise that you want at the lowest prices on all kinds of things. But I actually have a some knifeware that I got from ManVentureOutpost.com, and I was thinking today what quality, as I was using one of these items, what quality it is. I've been using this item for more than 2 years. I haven't had any problems with it. It just works and works. And that's the kind of craftsmanship you want from your outdoor equipment. And it's a great piece of equipment. So anyway, you can get it all at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the lowest prices that I've been able to find. They call it rock bottom prices, so I'd prefer to call it rock bottom prices. But I've never found anybody with a lower price at ManVentureOutpost.com. You can actually get a hold of them if you find something that's lower, and they will make up the difference for you. On ammunition, firearms, long guns, handguns, shotguns, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights. They've also got fish finders and tents, apparel, boating equipment, optics, whatever you need, they've got it. ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-run operation. You can trust them. I've been doing business with them for years. Again, ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to Joe in Rhode Island. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I'd like to join the discussion on Syria and maybe share some of my own thoughts on the issue.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. First of all, there is absolutely, positively not a shred of proof as to who used chemical weapons. We know that weapons were used, and the UN inspectors know that, but their mandate was not to find out who used the weapons. Their mandate was simply to determine whether chemical weapons were used or not. And in fact, they decided that they were used. But they were
okay,
never...
so let me ask a question. The UN inspectors, I know they had asked to have access to the scene. Was that allowed? Were they given enough time, or had too much time passed before they could inspect?
The United States said that it was worthless because too much time had passed and they should be withdrawn. But weapons inspectors who served in Iraq and all over the world said that's nonsense. You can detect the presence of chemical weapons, you know, months after their use. So, you know, I think the United States did not want to explore who used the chemical weapons for fear it might have been the rebels that we want to support. The other thing I would point out to you is to suggest that I don't like Assad. I think he's, you know, he's a brutal dictator. But to suggest that he would use chemical weapons is it just defies logic. And as a matter of fact, it was Putin today who came out with the same thing. Just think about it. Everyone knows, because as you guys have been saying, they've threatened Assad a million times with this alleged red line. If you use chemical weapons, you're going to get clobbered. So, I mean, there's no logic in him using those weapons. There's nothing for him to gain. As a matter of fact, he's, in the past couple of weeks, had the rebels on the run militarily, and he slowly seems to be mopping up, and there would be absolutely no reason for him to resort to chemical weapons. And the other thing I would point out...
Let me just pop in. Kerry has said, and I guess the Obama administration's on this full court press, they're telling lawmakers, and I assume they have a little more information than we do. I think they should share it, frankly, but, you know, they're not big on sharing secrets. But they're making the case that Assad did this gassing. Now, I'm not saying I believe him by any stretch. I'm just saying... You know, if the Obama administration isn't saying, well, we know that gas was used, we're not entirely sure who it was, but we're willing to go in and take a military intervention, we're going to do some intervention just because we're concerned. They're not saying that. They're saying it was used and it was Assad, and I assume there's some kind of evidence. As a matter of fact, it says here that in this article from Reuters that... Nobody is even among the politician types that have gone in and sat with the Obama administration here and seen whatever their proposal is that no one's even questioning that it might have been anybody but Assad. So there, well, Washington, well, D.C.
okay.
is pretty clear.
Let me respond. I don't particularly believe what Washington says. I mean,
when you say Washington, D.C., though, I mean, you're talking about the Obama administration,
yeah.
right?
As far as I'm concerned, if you live anywhere within in the surrounding region of Washington, D.C., you live in the belly of the beast, and you have some level of culpability for that.
Right,
but that doesn't mean you believe one thing or another.
The only shred of evidence that they've offered to link Assad came from Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, who allegedly intercepted a series of phone calls between top Assad officials.
Okay.
Now, I would point out to you that it was Mossad who fed us the bogus information that led us into the war with Iraq based on the weapons of mass destruction, lies, and exaggerations. So,
I thought that was Egypt.
No, it was not. It was Mossad that gave us all the bogus information about...
What?
About Iraq.
What's your source? How do you know this?
This is quite common knowledge. It's been cited in many, many...
That the Israeli intelligence agency gave U.S.
If you confront the Obama administration and say, well, okay, present this evidence that you have, present this phone call or these conversations, they say, we can't, it's a secret. Now, come on.
Oh, yeah, that's certainly
That's ridiculous. Let me just add one more point, or maybe two. I would point out to you that if the United States attacks Syria because we are convinced that they use chemical weapons, which I'm not, obviously, but if we go ahead and attack, it's illegal. It's against the law. The only reason that you can use force against another nation is if the Security Council says you can. Without Security Council approval, That attack is a violation of international law, and I would expect that Obama would be, from this day on, or from the day on that he gives the order, labeled a war criminal and would not be allowed to travel freely around the world for fear of being arrested.
It's kind of interesting how the tables have turned. All the liberals, crying and moaning about Bush all his time there and putting together the coalition of the willing, as it were. And now they all have to deal with how they are around their political party regarding doing exactly the same thing.
That's an excellent point. And I am disgusted with the liberals. It's not a question of principle to them. It's a question of who does what. If one person does something, it's wrong. If our guy does it, it's okay, which I absolutely agree with you is just horrific.
Well, we can't weaken the Obama presidency or else we might not get health care.
Right. And that's what it seems to be about is that, well, those Republicans, I was actually listening to somebody today basically defending what was being done today by, well, what about Bush? That's not a real apt thing to run to. It doesn't make any sense. I mean,
he's stumped too. One more thought. If the United States goes ahead and attacks Syria, well, because they use chemical weapons, well, then we better zero in a couple of those Tomahawk missiles on our own capital, Washington, D.C., because we like to forget. We use white phosphorus, tons of white phosphorus on Fallujah, which is banned in international law. That's a weapon of mass destruction. That's a chemical weapon. It's a horrible, horrible weapon. We also now know, because of Mr. Snowden, that the United States was very, very complicit and very, very involved in Saddam Hussein's gassing of the Iranians.
Right.
We know we were involved in that. We protected him. We covered up. We looked the other way. We gave him the go-ahead. So,
that's the red, white, and blue chemical weapons, and the red, white, and blue chemical weapons are the good ones. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. It's interesting how so much of this stuff just passes under the radar of the average American, but he's absolutely right. Chemical weapons have been used and supported by the U.S. government in the not-too-distant past.
It's a good reason not to support the U.S. government.
Or any other of these organizations. I mean, don't think the Assad regime's any good. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Syria's been the topic this evening here on Free Talk Live, largely. And if you've got an opinion on Syria, that's fine. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Love to talk to you about it. But on Free Talk Live, you can call in and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. I want to tell you about an advertiser we have on board called Squarespace. Here's a little surprise for you. Whatever you've got on your website, its value can be diminished if your website isn't attractive, isn't a pleasant and navigable experience for the end user. Squarespace.com excels beyond all others in this arena. Anybody, and by anybody I mean I can, go and did, go to Squarespace.com and create a website and use their very interactive, very easy drag-and-drop methods. Everybody, the folks like me love to hear the term drag-and-drop. It's that easy. It's beautiful and easy to use, and when it's done, it'll be highly functional. Whatever it is you need for your business, whether it's, you know, some sort of blog thing that you're putting together, or you need shopping carts, or you're putting together a portfolio for your artwork, whatever it is, you can do it there at Squarespace.com. It's free to go start it out, do the trial. There's no credit card required to start building your website. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, just make sure you use coupon code FTL9. And you'll get 10% off of their incredibly low rate of $8 a month. You get a free domain name, by the way, if you sign up for a year at $8 a month. And so it's a great deal, and it's bringing this wonderful technology down to the end user. Anybody can have a website now, and a beautiful one, with 24-hour support and connected accounts and responsive design and commerce, whatever it is that you need. Shop, blog, portfolio, whatever. Squarespace.com, coupon code FTL9. Pizza Guy calling in from Fargo. Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
At those prices, I really wonder what their uptime is, if there's a guarantee or anything. I mean, it sounds like a really good deal, even that.
I'd have to take a look, but I know that they have some sort of this unlimited bandwidth thing for $16 a month.
That's That's very impressive. Yeah, I kind of wanted to kind of jump in here and bring us in kind of a different direction. And I think it's a narrative that can be very useful, and it's to understand and respect the wisdom of chattel slavery. Now, I do this almost like a tongue-in-cheek kind of way, like, are you familiar maybe with Jonathan Swift's Modest Proposal?
Sure. I think I've heard it, yeah.
Sure. Well, it's there was a famine in, I want to say, Ireland or whatever. He's like, yeah, why don't we just eat the poor people? Like, they've got too many babies, and they're all on welfare anyway, so we could end the famine and solve a lot of problems by just eating those babies. Right, and like that was you know, his tongue in cheek, but he was, you know, fairly serious in this short story or short proposal, whatever. Anyway, along that vein, I think it's very important to point out that the slaves in Africa were not enslaved by white people; they were enslaved by the warlords in Africa. And when American traders came to trade spices and gold and gems and things like that, they also traded, in turn, for those black slaves that were already enslaved.
And slavery at that time was very much an institution that was all over the world. It's essentially, it was racism that allowed black people to be continued to be enslaved past when sort of slavery went out of fashion for white people.
Because it was even along the time of, you're just going to have very many white slaves. But you had Asian slaves and Native American slaves. Slavery was really just an institution, and this is my point, is to try to look at it from the most reasonable perspective possible and then still understand why it's wrong. If you think about somebody, you know, in a completely free market system, slavery might be a really good option for some people who are indigent or, you know, uneducated, whatever, completely poor, have absolutely no family ties. And that's exactly what they were doing for these poor Negroes, you know, back in the time, back in the day. This was this underprivileged race of people who knew nothing of education, of culture, of God and Jesus, and they were taking them up out the jungle, where they were slaves underneath these despotic warlords, and they were put into nice fields and taught a good Christian work ethic and taught the stories.
Yep, you're right.
God.
That is a ridiculous proposal.
It's also pretty arrogant to say that these people didn't have a culture before the Westerners enslaved them.
They had a culture. It was just the wrong culture.
Right.
You guys engage in this as well, though, right? You think that liberty is right and everything else is wrong.
Yep. But we do point out why.
Sure, and why is because of the Bible. That's all. It's just the why is different. They have had a false...
Indeed. Okay, so I get it. It's a place that one's coming from. The difference between what we engage in and what other people engage in is that I do not want to enslave you in order to set you free. These people propose to do exactly that.
Well, but those people, again, now back in that time, they didn't enslave them. They took people who were already enslaved and made them freer.
Right, but at that opportunity on the selling block, somebody could say, hey, you don't have the right to sell that other person, right?
Well, you could always buy them up and stuff. Then that happened. There were plenty of free Negroes walking around back in that time, right? And
there were many.
And it's all part of, and the reason I bring this up is because this is really how I got to liberty, was I was a pretty far-left person, and I argued with a neo-Nazi who, like, had all this information and all these reasonable conclusions. And I think it is important at all times to understand that we don't, and never have we, lived in a comic book world where people are just wrong and evil and malicious.
Indeed.
So take it to modern times with the Syria and the Obama thing. I actually sat down and watched his speech. I believe him. I believe that he believes that, hey, if we don't do this, then we're not holding up international law, and it's the Western burden, you know, it's the new version of the white man's burden.
Sure.
It's the United States' burden to protect the world and police them because, hey, after World War II, you know, it was an ash heap and whatever, right? And in the same way that those plantationers believed that they were, you know, saving the immortal soul of those poor Africans, I also believe that Obama believes that he's going to be going in and fixing things with his limited tax strike.
You know, the humanitarian airstrikes, I love those. I don't disagree that that's probably what people think, that they're trying to do the right thing and that somehow you can bomb your way to a better world. I tend to not agree with that statement. And I also wonder what happens. I can only assume that they are not so incredibly stupid as to blow up, send a few Tomahawk missiles at a bunch of sarin gas and that stuff blows up and... I mean, what happens when you blow up sarin gas canisters?
Well, thank goodness we have military intelligence to make sure that doesn't happen.
It seems to me if they're going to... I don't know. What are they going to do to just stop chemical weapons attacks?
I don't know, but we pay a lot of people a lot of money to think about these things.
Thank goodness they're
there. What could go wrong?
Pizza Guy, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. 855-450-FREE. F-R-E-E spells 3733, if that makes any sense to you.
So it seemed like he wanted to empathize with folks, and that's something I've been challenging myself on, is to be able to empathize with people I don't agree with. Like, and we've had conversations about folks who may want to use violence against the state.
Sure.
I certainly don't agree with them, but I want to understand where they're coming from so that we can communicate about it.
Let's go to Tyrone in Georgia. Tyrone, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark and Kelly. I caught the last caller. Him in, I don't know if caught him in mid-sentence, and it kind of upset me. Did he say that the Africans that came here were didn't have any culture and anything, and so we got here and they put us in a nice field to plow and things?
He was being satirical. He mentioned that the satirical piece he was basing off after a modest proposal that talked about eating the poor. And so he was trying to explain in some way how I don't think he was being serious.
And no, he was certainly not being serious.
And Mark and I certainly didn't let him off the hook in that last call.
Yeah, I can appreciate why it was upsetting, and I was trying to make it clear where we were coming from on it, but what he was trying to do was come from the standpoint of a rich white plantation owner from the 1800s and what they must have thought.
Okay.
It wasn't very clear because he was trying to use that as a way to justify action in Syria.
Thanks for calling in, though, Tyrone. Do appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky, from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, the Thalumite. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar? Now just $3.99. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest. In a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.